Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Veshami Armin the Veshami say, Ein Moichrin li Oved Kechavim. You can't sell something to an Oved Kechavim, someone who is a non-Jew. The Ein Tayanin Imoi, nor can you help him lift a load. Tayan means to lift something. You may have learned there's a mitzvah of Prika and Te'ina. Te'ina means if you see someone struggling with a load, you have to help him load up. However, in this case, you can't do it. Ve'ein magbi'in olav, and you can't lift a load on him. El kadesh yegia, unless he will be able to arrive lemakim karev, to a nearby place prior to Shabbos. So if it's Erev Shabbos, the Beis Shammai has a concern. And their concern is, we don't want people to look and say, look at Moshe. Ah, he's sending the non-Jew to do a malacha for him on Shabbos. Memela, we want to make sure that if you're going to help him load, you're going to lift it, load with him, or you're selling something to him, he gets to his place before Shabbos. It shouldn't look like you sent him. Again, in all these cases, Ubisil Matir, the Basil are not concerned for this. The Basil say, all we need to be sure is that the Oved Kechavim leaves the Jew's house before Shabbos. In other words, even according to Basil, once it's Shabbos, you can't sell something to the Oved Kechavim and people are going to say, what? He's coming out of this person's house on Shabbos, he bought something? You have to make sure, even though you're really selling it to him before Shabbos, that he leaves your house before Shabbos. That's even according to the Beis Hillel. But to say that he has to reach his destination before Shabbos, that the Beis Hillel disagree with.